Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Let's go ahead and send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison for our starting lineups for tonight's Western Big Six opener between the Streaks and the Rock Island Rocks.
Here are your starting lineups. First for the Lady Rocks, a 6'1 senior, number one, Bree Beal. A freshman at 5'5, number two, Amari McDuffie. A 5'5 junior, number four, Bree Williams. A 5'10 junior, number 23, Hannah Simmer. And a 5'9 senior, number 24, Carly Camlin. The Rocks coached by Mr. Henry Hall, assisted by Siobhan Brewer and Larry Hall. And now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Kelsey Lay. A 5'7 sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. A 5'7 senior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'9 senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. And a 5'7 senior, number 42, Deja Range. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
And head coach Evan Massey with a win tonight would be win number 900 in his career here at all at Galesburg High School. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers trimmed in black with the black streaks down the side of the jerseys and the shorts, their new home jerseys, and the Rocks in their road. I call it red. My mom will tell me it's crimson and gold. It looks like red and yellow to me. They're red jerseys with the yellow numbers, white trim, and I guess some black trim on them as well. Stepping into the center circle, 6'1", Bree Beal for Rock Island. Deja Range at 5'7", for the Streaks, ready to get the Western Big Six opener underway here tonight. Nice crowd here at John Thiel Gym for the opener here tonight. Of course, a pep band and everything, which you can hear in the background. Tip one by the Rocks comes in the backcourt to the other Bree Williams, for the Rocks. Streaks open in a 2-3 zone. They've got Bree Williams out high on the right side. Right wing, it goes to, or excuse me, that was Amari McDuffie. Now Bree Williams out high left side to Bree Beal. Down to the left corner goes to Hannah Simmer. Back out top, this is Williams. Right wing to Beal, right corner. This is Simmer with it. Gets it down on the block, kick it back out, top of the key. This is Williams. Right wing to Simmer, puts it on the floor. Back to Williams. Left side it goes to McDuffie. Now it's Beal on the left wing.
Streaks play a 2-3 zone. We haven't seen this yet this season.
Beal fires a long three left side. It is good. And, you know, I'd ask Coach Massey, he's like, well, would you rather have her beat you from out there? He's, I don't know, she's such a good shooter. I don't, you know, you just got to stay with her. You have to have somebody near her and not lose her, as the Streaks lose it. It went off the foot of Beal, I believe, for the full court pressure. And the Streaks will trigger from the baseline again. And this is something they're going to have to contend with, not only tonight, but throughout the season. Teams are going to pressure the Streaks' ball handlers. This is Riley Jenkins, gets it across midcourt. Left wing, it goes to Kelsey Lake, gets it down to Deja Range, posts it up against Carly Camlin, and Camlin bumped her from behind. That'll be the first foul in the ball game.
I don't think that's who the Rocks want on range, because Camlin's not going to be able to stick with Deja, and right away Bree Beal's going to switch off. Oh, it looks like they might actually be in 2-3.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. Maybe the
I would be kind of surprised.
Guarding the ball, maybe she's just staying
what?
In the middle.
Oh, Riley Jenkins gets called for the illegal screen. That's going to be a turnover on the Streaks. I didn't see it, but I wasn't looking over there.
Yeah, I wasn't looking that way either. I didn't see that. So the Streaks turn it over and pick up a foul. First in the ball game on the Streaks. Just under a minute to play. 3-0 Rocks. Or just under a minute into the game. Right wing it goes to Camlin. Three-pointer is up. No good. Or rather, that was, I'm sorry, Simmer. And the Streaks with it. Riley Jenkins on the run across midcourt right side. Gives to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Chloe puts it on the floor. Rocks it a man-to-man defense. Left wing, it's Andrea Sampson. Working against Simmer. Goes to the left baseline. Now picks up. Looks for some help. Bounces for Chloe McCarthy. Lost a handle on it. And now Beal and Chloe
quick
McCarthy
jump ball.
Tied up. Yeah, Beal actually had taken it away, but jump ball goes the Streaks' way. So it will be Kelsey legged inbound again from the left baseline. And, you know, one of the things, of course, Deja's going to have Bree Beal on her, but that's the advantage of breaking the full court press and getting Deja posted up on somebody she can handle down there better. Inbound to Chloe McCarthy over the top, up off the glass and in. Nice job by Kelsey Legg. She saw the defender turn her back, dumped it right over the top to Chloe, puts it up and in. 3-2 Rocks, 6:20 to play first quarter.
I actually like having Beal on Deja because it takes her off the perimeter, and, you know, she's so long, it's tough to pass by her.
Nice double down by Chloe McCarthy on Camlin, and tie up, and the possession arrow points toward the Rocks. Inbounding will be Amari McDuffie. And they lost Simmer on that play, but she missed the easy shot. And
got her own rebound.
Got her own rebound, put it up and in. Full court pressure, Chloe McCarthy in the backcourt. They're going man-to-man now. They're going to kind of jump trap, and the Streaks turn it over, trying to hand off. This is Camlin with it. Down the right side, got bumped by Chloe McCarthy. No call, shot no good. Deja with a rebound. Nice job defensively, Chloe. I'm surprised they didn't call the she's
right.
Pretty aggressive, but if you can get away with it, I guess.
Two chest bumps.
Chloe across midcourt, now hands to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. 5-2 Rocks. Chloe out high left side.
Oh, Riley could have been wide open underneath, but she was running the play.
Riley fires a three-pointer, left wing, good. On the feed from Deja Range, Riley Jenkins with the three. She had one of those in the game on Saturday night, had 12 points in that game. We're tied at 5.
And two in Saturday morning, I believe,
That's right.
I remember right.
Early in that game. Bree Beal, left wing. Thought about the long three. Andrea Sampson closes out on her left quarter. Goes to Simmer. Out high to McDuffie on the left wing. Top of the key, Williams. Now Beal. Long three out high right side is good. Well, she's already heated up tonight. Game one, she shot horribly from distance, and so she just went in and started posting up. But when you're shooting like that, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I don't know. I'd much rather have her throwing up threes than getting her inside. So I think, you know, although she's 2-for-2, she's not going to be... Oh, wow.
Wait, coach called a timeout. What happened?
I think they called Riley for over and back, and they didn't grant
coach,
the timeout.
He'd already called the timeout. Wow.
Right.
Because Riley went across midcourt, picked up her dribble, and coach saw she was in trouble, so he called the timeout. And I thought they blew the whistle then. Then she stepped back after, wow. So the Streaks turned it over. Huh.
Third turnover for the Streaks.
Now they get to Beal posted up. Nice move. Fakes, goes up off the glass and in.
Yeah, that's what you don't want, because she can get that three-point play as well in there.
Yeah, and she's the biggest player on the floor also. Chloe McCarthy penetrates, stopped to the free throw line. 14-footer, too strong. Rebound comes down off the hands of Beal, and Beal lost it.
Oh!
Beal lost her balance and fell out of bounds, and now
they're going to call a foul on
Deja. Oh, wow.
You know, if you're going to make that call it right away.
Yeah.
Because, yes, Deja put her arm on her when she got the rebound, but she had already lost her balance and went flying out of bounds. If she would have recovered, there's no way they would have made that call.
Yeah, and she would have lost it out of bounds. I mean, either way, even if she had kept her balance, she was already falling that way, but she regained her balance. It was going out of bounds anyway. So 10-5 Rocks, 4:20 to play here in quarter number one. This is McDuffie across midcourt right side. Streak stick with the 2-3 zone. Swing it over to Beal on the right wing. Fakes the three. Now steps back and air balls the three. Rebound comes down to, who was that, Simmer or Camlin, and missed the shot.
Simmer.
That's Simmer, and now we got a foul on the putback. And I believe Chloe McCarthy. That is her first, third team foul on the Streaks. Kaylee Miller in for the Streaks. Kaylee, a 5'5 junior. She replaced Kelsey Legg, who's getting set to check back in after the first free throw. So Hannah Simmer at the free throw line. Simmer, 5'10 junior for Rock Island. First shot is up and good. Yeah, completely different looking Rocks team. I mean, we were talking before the game off air. We barely remember any of these names other than Beal from last year. A few of them got a little bit of playing time, but not too many. And Awar, the 6'5 girl, transferred to Davenport North. We don't know the story behind that. Which that's helpful.
Right.
Anyway, so a completely different looking team through graduation mostly. Right wing, Andrea Sampson with it, puts on the floor, penetrates, swings it over to Kaylee Miller on the left wing, and Kaylee lost the handle on it. Think she was thinking about what she was going to do before she got the grip on the ball.
And the Streaks really cannot afford to make mistakes like that in this game. They're on a thin line as it is, and down seven, it would have been nice to at least get that clean look there by Kaylee.
Yeah, and so far they've handled the pressure relatively well. They had the problem on the press, the initial press, but they've handled it pretty well. Simmer from the left baseline can't hit. Now
what?
He's got a foul.
How is he making that call from up near half court?
Who'd they call? Streaks had inside position on the rebound. Who'd they call?
It had to have been a Streak. Yep,
they called Deja Range.
Which, that is that only her first? That should be her second.
Yeah, because they called the one down here
right
on her. Yeah, so that's two on Deja now. Streaks all had inside position for that rebound.
Right.
And so I thought it was going to be an over-the-back on Beal, honestly.
Right, and Beal goes to the floor, so therefore must have been a foul on the Streaks.
Tap the Geese Simmer, left wing, three-pointer up and missed by Gracie Sims, who's in. Now McDuffie has her. Pass tipped by Kelsey Legg, and Deja Range comes up with it, so the Streaks force a turnover. Lauren Livingston in. Down court to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Now to Kelsey Legg, out right of the center circle. Rocks with some half-court pressure now. Lauren Livingston out high left side to Kaylee Miller. Just over 3 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks trail 12-5. And now,
I don't know what this
hand
was.
Hand check, maybe? I didn't see. That's what's going to go against McDuffie. Yeah, they're calling a hand check.
Wow.
She may have. I didn't see it, though. I mean,
yeah,
she didn't push. I know that.
No, I mean, we've seen stiffer defense here on other parts of the game, but wow. No, we'll take it.
So, Amari McDuffie.
They have corrected on the scoreboard. Deja now has two on the scoreboard. Two fouls.
Riley Jenkins back in. She's got the
one.
That's huge.
Hole.
Just grabbed. Yeah, the girl had a hold of her, and he didn't call that one.
Yeah, Sims just grabbed the arm, and there was no
and just
call.
Raked her across the arms there. Now Riley penetrates, pulls up with a 10-footer, missed it. Rebound brought down by Lauren Livingston, can't hit, and it's tapped out long, and coming away with it is Sims for Rock Island. As she had it knocked away from behind by Andrea Sampson, Riley Jenkins comes up with another reach. Riley penetrates, puts it up, can't hit, and a rebound down to Ella Engholm for Rock Island. Now Beal fires a three left wing, missed that one badly. Again, you're right. We'd rather have shooting out there. She was perfect on the first two and hadn't been close on the next two. Andrea Sampson, right baseline from Kelsey Legg, puts up the three, airballed that one. Lauren Livingston with a weak side rebound, up off the glass, can't hit. And down with a rebound for Rock Island is Carly Camlin. To McDuffie, top of the key, left wing, Beal. 2:11 to play in the first quarter, Streaks trail 12-5. Try to get it down on the blocks to Engholm, and it was knocked away by Chloe McCarthy, out of bounds. Back in for Rock Island, Bree Williams, she replaces Amari McDuffie.
Lauren Livingston doing a good job being active down on the offensive boards. We just need her to find that square to put it up and in.
Chelsea Stevenson in for the first time tonight. 5'6 junior. She replaces Andrea Sampson. Chloe McCarthy, Lauren Livingston, Riley Jenkins, Kelsey Legg in there as well. 2:08 to play first quarter. 12-8. Rock Island leads. This is Bree Williams to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Engholm down on the left block. Put it up. Can't hit. Got her own rebound right side.
She's
now got to
get a rebound.
Yep, got to get a body. And she's got a big body, but you got to just push her out further. And Engholm puts it up and in. Riley Jenkins with it between the circles. Dribbles left. So now they're not going to call the hand check. Riley drives left baseline, puts up the five-footer, can't hit. Lauren Livingston down with a rebound, puts it up, and a foul's going to go. There were three red jerseys there. I'm guessing they're not going to call Beal. I'm guessing it's going to go against 5. Oh, no, 24. Who was that? Kamlin? Yeah, Kamlin.
That's her second.
So Kamlin picks up her second foul. Three team fouls now on Rock Island. So Lauren Livingston will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. 1:45 to play first quarter. 14-5 Rock Island. First shot for Lauren. Up, roll off, no good.
Just off.
Checking back in for Rock Island is Hannah Simmer, 5'10 junior. She replaces Carly Kamlin, the 5'9 senior.
Rocks are on a 9-0 run. The last points by the Streaks was at 3 by Riley Jenkins. There we go.
Lauren Livingston makes the second and make it 14-6. Into the Rock Island lineup is Brooklyn Larson. She is a 5'7 sophomore. And she replaced Gracie Sims. This is Bree Williams. She'll bring it across for the Rocks. Top of the key goes to Cameron, left wing. This is Beal. Spins baseline, steps back, 17-footer up and good. Not much you can do on that.
No, not at all. And that's what you want if you're the Streaks. You want her shooting it from, anywhere from mid-range to deep.
And having a step back, bumping on step back. I mean, and
the only other option you have is the double team or try to get the ball out of her hand.
Oh, wow. Lauren Livingston just got hammered by Beal. No call. And Beal comes away with a rebound. She got the ball initially, but she brought the arm down right across. Now a travel. Thank you. Yeah, Beal went down and made a move and then drug the pivot foot. So the travel called on Beal. 1:07 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 16-6 as Andrea Sampson checks in and replaces Chelsea Stevenson. Rocks will pick up with some full court pressure. Lauren Livingston to inbound.
You can't run the baseline.
Oh, yep. And now we're going to call. Yep. Have the
they called 5 seconds.
Well, I thought he kind of pointed baseline. I don't know. Either way, it was a violation.
Usually it's a travel.
Yeah,
when
yeah that's what I, yeah. I don't think, I just think he didn't know what to indicate.
Wow.
This is Bree Williams inbound from the right baseline. And it comes out high left side. The Larson travel with it. And they make the call. 106 to play. Lots of sixes on the board. 106 to play. 16-6. The Rocks lead here in the first quarter. Now the Streaks will inbound from the end of their own bench on the sideline. And it comes to Kelsey Legg working against Beal in the backcourt. Gets to Lauren Livingston. She's across midcourt right side.
That's it ahead.
Numbers. Right baseline. Andrea Sampson takes the dribble. Puts up the three. Good! 16-9 with 52 seconds to play. Nice job by Andrea. Kind of stepped baseline and then came back out to the wing to free herself up and square herself. Put it up and in. Left wing, this is Beal for Rock Island, wearing the bright pink shoes. Everybody else on Rock, well, I guess I see one red pair, some black pairs. Three-pointer up and good, no good by Williams. And Riley Jenkins comes away with it for the Streaks. 30 seconds to play. Lauren Livingston, left wing, bounces for Coy McCarthy up off the glass. Can't hit, but they're going to call a foul, and that wasn't much of a bump either.
No.
We'll take
and
it.
I think Brooklyn Larson's getting called here.
Yeah. So Larson with her first foul. You know, I think there's been more contact out there on Riley Jenkins handling the ball than there was on that one.
Yeah,
just
for sure.
Give us some consistency, please. That's all we ask for. So Riley Jenkins, or excuse me, Coy McCarthy to the free throw line. Too strong on the first one.
Streaks need these free throws.
Yep, you're given those free opportunities, you got to take them. Lexi Tucker checks in for the Streaks. 5'9 senior. She replaces Lauren Livingston. 26.2 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 16-9. Coy McCarthy's second shot. Oh, too strong on that one, too. Lexi Tucker had the rebound go off her hand, but
ball.
It should be Streaks ball. Yep, goes Streaks way as Hannah Simmer knocked it away, so the Streaks will have it on their own left baseline. And it will be Kelsey Legg to inbound.
Stats that count. 5 turnovers for the Streaks. They're 1 of 4 at the free throw line.
Kelsey looks over the defense, and then it comes out high to Riley Jenkins on the right side. Working against Williams, gets Chloe McCarthy top of the key. Right wing, Kelsey Legg, give and go. Riley Jenkins puts it up off the glass, off balance, couldn't hit. Beal comes down with a rebound. Yeah, she was going right and tried to kind of put it up halfway between her right and left hand as she went up, and she was off balance, couldn't get any strength on it. 5 seconds to play. Left baseline, Larson now with three.
I don't know if they notice it. Now Beal does.
Now Beal, she'll take the long three from the volleyball spike line. It's short, nothing but
air
net,
ball.
But it didn't hit go through the rim, though. We have played one quarter of basketball. That's the Rock Island Rocks 16, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 9. Here at our Western Big Six Conference opener, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights and everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
The Galesburg High School boys basketball team tips off its season in the Thanksgiving tournament against Sacred Heart Griffin. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night at 6:40 on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Corey McCarthy down on the left block. Shot blocked by Bree Beal. Beal with it. Left wing goes to Williams. Williams penetrates. Runner blocked by Deja. Oh, and she was off balance going up. But who are they going to call? They're going to call Deja. That's her third foul. Wow, that hurts.
Yeah, that's that really not hurts. Good for the Streaks.
Deja, you know, and I thought she got a clean block, and Williams kind of went up off balance. I thought Deja kind of slid off to the side after she got the block, and Williams fell down kind of behind her. So that's three on Deja. Lauren Livingston will check back in. Bree Williams goes to the free throw line with two shots. Just underway second quarter. Streets trail 16-6. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. Western Big Six opener here tonight for both teams as Williams misses the first free throw.
Well, the one promising thing here for the Streaks is it's 16-9 Rocks, but 10 of those points are from Bree Beal. So yeah, they're not getting much scoring from anybody else. In fact, Bree has taken seven shots already in the game. So their offense is going to run through her. If the Streaks can find a way to score, but they got to quit giving up these offensive boards.
Yeah, that's his hammer. Simmer, the free throw was missed. Simmer got the offensive rebound and puts it right back and in, make it 18-9 Rocks.
You know, that's happened a few times now where they've scored on offensive boards, and you're talking at least four, if not 6 points on that alone.
Three-pointer, right baseline. Andrea Sampson up and good from Kelsey Legg. That's her second of the ball game, and make it 18-12 Rocks with 7:12 to play here in
the first
half.
We've talked about it before, but the carrying is getting out of control by the guards.
Yeah.
McDuffie just brought the ball up. I think she dribbled four times from the free throw line down.
Travel by, I was traveling to see my friend, Andy Dufresne. That person that traveled named Morgan Freeman. Why would you do that to your daughter? Your last name is Freeman. They named their daughter Morgan Freeman. Oh, well.
Yeah, you know that Morgan Freeman was pop famous by the time this
yes,
girl was born.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Streaks get it back on the turnover. And it goes to Andrea Sampson. The paint fakes, drives up off the glass.
Oh, what a take.
And a rebound by Lauren Livingston up off the glass. No, rebound tapped around, finally brought down by Morgan Freeman. Freeman with it, right side, gives it off to McDuffie. Boy, that was a nice move by Andrea, just too strong on the shot.
Yeah, great move by Andrea, just too bad.
Beal, a nice touch pass to Camlin, and Camlin puts it up and in.
I think that was Simmer, wasn't it?
It was Simmer, yeah, Simmer.
Timeout
Streaks. She's got eight now. Streaks call a 30-second timeout, 6:25 to play first quarter, and they trail 20-12.
Well, again, it's defensive rotations, it's getting rebounds. I mean, if the Streaks are just giving up way too many. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 offensive rebounds already for Rocky.
Yeah, and then what, on top of how many turnovers? Five? Or
they're at five.
Five.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 5 turnovers and 8 offensive rebounds, and you're only down by 8. So you got to feel good about that aspect, only being down by that much, but... Yeah, this is, you kind of understand why Thad Hoover gave it up after last year, because that was going to be their year. If they were going to do anything as far as competing at a state level, last year was going to be the year with that group they had. Andrea Sampson in the backcourt against full court pressure, bounces for Lauren Livingston. She'll go one-on-one against Freeman across midcourt left of the center circle. Now it's Kelsey Legg out high on the left side. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy.
I'm kind of surprised on that press break. The Streaks ran Riley Jenkins, their point guard, out of the play instead of giving it to her to bring up against the pressure. That was a double dribble.
Oh, yeah. She caught the ball, bounced it, then dribbled it again. The officials didn't catch it.
These officials are missing
a lot.
More hand checking.
Yeah, the hand check, and then and now they're not calling it at all. Riley off balance with a shot, can't hit it. Beal with a rebound. Long down court pass goes to McDuffie all by herself, laid it up and in. And you can't give up easy ones like that either.
Yeah, if I was doing a shot chart, I would guess that most of probably every shot that's been scored outside of Beal's two threes has been at the rim.
Yep. Left wing help. Lauren Livingston tried to get to Kelsey Legg. The pass was too high, and Kelsey came down, tried to do the NFL, come down with 1 foot inbounds. Couldn't do it, though. And even if she had, I think she probably wouldn't have been able to keep her balance anyway. So Deja's back in with three fouls now, 5:34 to play here in the first half. Streaks in that 2-3 zone. Riley Jenkins, Andrea Sampson, Chloe McCarthy, Deja Range.
Beal on the bench, so this might be a good idea by Coach Massey because Beal's the one that was really going at her.
Nice pass. Travel. Hamlin, shot blocked by Kelsey Legg, but Freeman comes up with it. Now it's Williams to McDuffie, left wing, back to Williams between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Freeman. Now it's Camlin. Camlin down the right side, lost it, and Deja Raines comes up. I think Deja got in and tapped it away from her. Riley Jenkins on the dribble, left side, and she's pushed. And they're going to call the foul before the shot is put up. I believe it's going to
go against Williams.
Yep, Bree Williams picks up her first foul. That is 15 fouls now on the rocks. As Kaylee Miller checks back in, she'll replace Kelsey Legg, and Kaylee will inbound from the left baseline for the Streaks. 5 minutes to play first half, 22-12, rocks lead. Bounce to Andrea Sampson on the right side, coming down the right side of the lane, laid it up and in. Yeah, great bounce, a nice fake by Kaylee Miller, and then the bounce to Andrea, and she puts it up and in. 22-14, 4:45 to play here in the first half. Rocks with the lead. This is Williams out high left side to Simmer. Simmer looks over the defense. Gets to Camlin, who hands off to Williams out high on the right side. Now it's Simmer back to Williams out high on the right side. They're not very confident offensively without Beal in there. Now it's Simmer again. Bree Williams, top of the key.
No, but the one thing they do like to do is go inside here. So if the Streaks just keep that, keep that in mind and just collapse on that inside player, they don't have anybody that can shoot over the top right now. They're about the same size as the Streaks with who's in the game.
Simmer lost the handle, got it back, and now bounces. And it's stolen away by Deja. Now the ball goes to four. Great hustle
by
Deja. Dove after it and took it back away from Simmer. Riley Jenkins to Chloe McCarthy. Now Deja, top of the key, right wing. Riley Jenkins, give and go to Chloe McCarthy. Down the right side, up off the glass and in. Nice job. Nice look from Riley Jenkins to Chloe McCarthy. Put it up and in. 22-16 rocks with 3:35 to play in the half.
Now the Streaks just need to make sure they don't foul or allow any turnovers or any bounces here because Beal's at the bench or at the scores table. So if you can keep her on the scores table, it would be huge.
Now Simmer gets it going down the lane, missed the shot. Deja with a rebound. Streaks and cut it a little bit closer. 3:20 to play in the half, trailing 22-16. Chloe between the circles, looks for some help. Now Deja, right winger, goes to Riley Jenkins. Ooh, missed Chloe on the give and go that time. Now touch reach foul on... Oh, no. Is it going against the Streaks? Oh, no. Okay.
No, it's going against
Williams.
Beal.
Okay, that's her second.
Or Williams. Beal into the game now with that stoppage of play. That's the unfortunate part.
Yeah. Chelsea Stevenson and Kelsey Legg back in for the Streaks. Lexi Tucker checks in as well. 3:10. I was going to say, I think Coach Massey switched to the man-to-man. I'm almost thinking I'd still pack the 2-3 zone and try to make one of those girls be outside. But the Streaks did well in that man-to-man that last trip down the court, though.
Well, I'm wondering if he thought they might be able to generate some turnovers because the ball handling wasn't too great.
Chloe McCarthy short on the three. Rebound comes down to Beal. Beal 1-on-3. She's going to slow it down at least temporarily before she fires up a three is my guess. Nope, hesitates, now hands off to McDuffie. She fires a three out high right side, missed it short, but the rebound comes out long. McDuffie runs it down.
Got to box out the shooter.
McDuffie down the middle, can't hit, but a foul is going to be called on, I believe, Chelsea Stevenson. He's indicating 1-2, I think.
Right as Beal comes into the game, Deja goes back to the bench to try to preserve those fouls.
2:44 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 22-16 at the free throw line is Amari McDuffie for two shots. McDuffie, a 5'5 freshman, and hit the first one. Back in for Rock Island is Engholm, and Riley Jenkins back in with the Streaks replacing Kaylee Miller. So McDuffie, just a freshman, 5'5. Second shot is up and good as well. You know, I'm impressed with our student section tonight. The last couple of years, we didn't seem to be getting a very good student section for our girls' games. And it's full over there tonight, which is good to see. Good to see this. Their fellow students see him. Oh, a nice backdoor pass from Riley Jenkins to Kelsey Lay, cutting backdoor from left to right. Kelsey turns, puts it up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game, and it's 24-18 with 2:25 to play in a half. This is McDuffie. Now Beal, top of the key. McDuffie out high right side. Streaks back in the 2-3 zone. Beal, top of the key. Left wing, it goes to Simmer. Simmer back to Beal out high left side. Left baseline, Larson now swing it over to McDuffie. Right wing, she'll fire the three, and we got a whistle away from the ball. 3 seconds. I believe it was Engholm that was in there.
8 turnovers now for the Rocks.
Andrea Sampson back in for the Streaks. She'll replace Chelsea Stevenson. 2:06 to play in the half. Streaks trail 24-18. Western Big Six opener for both teams. Just the second game for the Rocks. They opened up against Peoria High last Thursday night. Pretty hard fought 69-60 win with some controversy in that. How Rocky got that lead late in the ball game. We'll talk about that coming up at halftime. Right wing, it's Kelsey Legg. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson turns, fakes the three down the right side, pulls up with a 14-footer, rolls off, no good, gets her own rebound up high, missed it. Lexi Tucker with a rebound, the shot blocked by Beal, and Beal brings down the rebound. And McDuffie on the run. McDuffie pulls it back out, gets to Beal, thought about the three, Andrea closed out on her, now kicks it over to Larson. She nearly lost it, now gets it back, and it goes to McDuffie out high left side with 1:25 to play in the half. McDuffie for the Rocks. Top of the key, it is Simmer. Simmer to Beal, left wing, left baseline, it goes to Larson, knocked away by Chloe McCarthy, but Larson got a hand on it before it went out of bounds, and the Streaks to get it back on the turnover with 1:13 to play.
9 turnovers now.
So the Streaks will bring it for three-quarter court, pressure from the Rocks. Inbound comes to Riley Jenkins, working against McDuffie. Dribbles right past her, gets it across. Stops, gives to Andrea Sampson in the right corner. Back to Riley out high right side with 1:03 to play. Riley dribbles left, gets a pick from Chloe. Back to Chloe. She'll stop and fire the three out high right side. Good! Chloe McCarthy. That's kind of what they call like the pick and pop, I guess.
Yeah.
Set the pick and pop out behind the three-point arc. And now it's 24-21. Streaks trail by three with 45 seconds to play in the half. McDuffie, right wing.
Finish the half strong, get the momentum going in the second half.
Engholm on the block, can't hit the shot, but getting in there with the rebound as Simmer puts it up. No, and now the official out by midcourt is going to call a foul. There was an official right on the play, and he didn't have a good angle for it. Who'd they call it on? Lexi Tucker picks up the foul. She had her arms up. I didn't see that, but that's going to put Simmer at the free throw line. But the problem was nobody got a body on Simmer, and she was able to get another offensive rebound. And the first free throw rolls off, no good.
Which, that's her fifth offensive rebound.
She's now 2 for 3 from the line. She's got 8 points in the ball game for Rock Island. Second shot for Simmer is up. Missed that one. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy. 35 seconds to play in the half. Streaks trail by three. Chloe McCarthy across midcourt right side. Behind the back gets to, Riley Jenkins to Chloe. Now it's Kelsey Legg between the circles. Bounces for Lexi Tucker. Right wing to Riley Jenkins. Riley out high left side. Chloe now goes to Andrea Sanchez. She'll bring it out by the volleyball spike line on the left side with 17 to play. Looking for help. Gives to Chloe McCarthy.
Oh,
the near
Chloe.
Steal. Yep, now Simmer steals it away. Down the right side, Simmer puts it up. Got it. Simmer very active defensively. 5 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Drives in, puts it up, and got hammered. Rolls off, no good, but the foul's going to go against Brooklyn Larson. And Riley Jenkins is going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots as time expires. So at least we get the free throws. A nice job by Riley. Great clock awareness. I wasn't sure she knew how much time there was left. I thought she was going to have to fire a three from the top of the key, but she saw she had enough time to get all the way down into the paint.
Right.
And nearly got that one to roll in, but at least picked up the foul on Williams, and she gets the 2 shots.
She just needs to learn that little, half-in floater that Jessica Lieber had. she goes all the way in and doesn't ever get off the ground, so it just kind of chucks it at the basket.
Oh, they put 0.3 back on the clock.
Yeah, the clock operator was a little bit slow there on getting that one down.
So 0.3 to play, so they'll line them up on the lanes with 0.3 to play. Streaks trailing 26-21. And, nope, she can't make a sub. It's a two-shot foul, so they can't sub. Oh, wait, he's saying 1-1? She was going up for the shot.
How is that a one-and-one? That's what Coach Matsey's saying, too. She was shooting.
Yeah, but he can't make the sub, though, on a two-shot foul. They let Kaylee Miller come in, so they shouldn't let that happen. It's a two-shot foul. Now they're going to send her back out, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, I think Coach just didn't want Andrea to pick up a foul on the rebound, but okay. So she'll wait, and after the first free throw, she'll come in. So Riley Jenkins, the free throw line, first one, rolls off no good. Man, Streaks are just, they're one for five tonight. So now Kaylee Miller checks in. Riley Jenkins with the second. The left-hander, sophomore, puts it up and got it. Riley with 4 points to make it 26-22. And a three-quarter court shot way short. We have played one half of basketball. Pretty good one overall. The streaks are in it. It is Rock Island 26, Galesburg 22. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down the halftime scoreboard, halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 26-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
I didn't expect you so early.
I know you. When the slightest thing goes wrong, you crumble like day-old stuffing.
Wait, you act like this is the first time I've ever cooked a turkey. I'm telling you, I got this. I mean, come on. This is what we do every day, right?
If I could eat pumpkin pie every day, sign me up, sister.
It's Patsy Michelle from Bates Collision Center. After your car's been damaged in an accident, you may feel your world's been turned upside down.
That's where we step in and work with your insurance company to handle all the details, and we get your vehicle back to you as quick as possible with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
After all that, don't you think I can handle a measly little dinner?
Aren't you going to answer that?
Nope.
What if it's your guests?
They can wait.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
No.
Hey, got a delivery for Patsy Bates.
What is it?
Looks like one homemade holiday meal for 20 with all the trimmings.
Really?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
All right. How much to keep this quiet?
Out of collision.
Farmers play an important role at F&M Bank. As a true community bank, we are committed to helping the farmers in our area grow and prosper. Whether you need financing for daily operations or to fund growth and expansion, F&M Bank offers a full line of products. Call me, Mike Shane, today at 309-343-7141 for all of your agricultural needs.
Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank. Member FDIC.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streak trail at halftime, 26-22 to the Rock Island Rocks. It is the Western Big Six Conference opener for both teams. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The Silver Streak sophomores lost a close game here tonight. They were down by as many as 18 in the second half, made a furious comeback, ended up falling to the Rocks 59-53. The Illinois Fighting Illini played a pretty decent game, at least for about 28 minutes or of the ball game, maybe a little more than that. They just didn't play a full game and played a close game with Gonzaga. Lost, but moved into the losers bracket today. Take on Iowa State, and they actually apparently were okay in the first half, and they got outscored what in the second half?
50-29.
Wow, 50-29. They ended up losing 84-68. So they'll play Xavier tomorrow night. That'll be an 8 o'clock game. Of course, we'll if there's time after the streaks are done, we'll probably pick up the end of that one. But the boys are in action tomorrow night. So, okay, here's what we've got upcoming on the schedule. The Silver Streak boys open their season tomorrow night, their portion of the Thanksgiving tournament. They will take on the Cyclones from Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin High School. That'll be scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip-off, so 6:40 pregame. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have the action for you tomorrow night here on WGIO. Of course, all the teams will take the day off for Thanksgiving and then back at it on Friday. And on Friday, we've got the boys playing two games. They'll have a game at 11:06 pregame, 11:30 tip against Madison, smaller school from down in the St. Louis area, the Illinois side down there. Used to be a Class 1A power back in the 70s. Haven't heard much from them lately. And then they'll play again on Friday night, 7:06 pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip against Wells out of the Chicago Public League. Then coming up on Saturday, we'll kick the day off with Illinois Fighting Illini football. They'll be up at Northwestern to take on the Wildcats. We'll get some of that in before we head to Silver Streak girls basketball. They'll take on the Pontiac Indians. That'll be Saturday morning, 11:40 pregame. So it's really an afternoon game, 11:40 pregame, noon tip-off. That one will be over at the Fieldhouse, and we'll bring you that one Saturday at 11:40. Then the girls will play again at about a 5:25 pregame, 5:45 for the tip, as they'll take on Springfield High, and it'll be a boys-girls doubleheader. The boys will follow it around 6:55. They'll take on Rockford Lutheran. So that all coming up this weekend. Halftime here, it is Rock Island 26, Galesburg 22. The Streaks were down 16-9 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Rocky 13-10 in that second quarter. We'll come back and bring you our halftime stats. Streaks trail 26-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
At the all-new Galesburg Toyota, we have quite a few 2018 RAV4s that gotta go yesterday. I know, which is why we're offering a $3,000 rebate on every one. You're right. Not only is the RAV4 the quintessential compact crossover SUV, but as my friend Tom said, $3,000 is a nice chunk of change to put toward your next off-road escape. Test drive your new 2018 RAV4 at the intersection of tech and luxury on Adventure Lane. Or do it today at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Protect the resale value of your vehicle with WeatherTech floor liners from Yem Ford, the most advanced floor protection out today. They're wear-resistant, flexible under extreme temperatures, plus digital laser measurement gives your WeatherTech floor liners the perfect fit. Right now at Yem Ford, you'll save 15% off all WeatherTech floor liners for your vehicle. Protect the resale value of your vehicle and save 15% off all WeatherTech floor liners. Now at Yem Ford, West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg. We're here with Tom Smith, service manager of Yem Ford. Talk about getting your car weather ready with a cooling system flush. But Tom, why would I need this in the winter?
Your car's cooling system works year round, and over time your antifreeze can break down and not work as well. Checking and replacing your antifreeze can protect your engine from freezing and make sure you have heat all winter long. Right now at Yem Ford, save $10 off a cooling system flush with up to 2 gallons of antifreeze.
Is your car weather ready? Schedule your cooling system flush today with the service experts at Yem Ford. West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen.
Elsa, do you want to build a snowman?
Join Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. Be a part of all the adventure, all the moments, and see Mickey, Minnie, Buzz, the Disney princesses, and more live on ice when Disney on Ice presents Frozen, the show worth melting for. Tickets on sale now. Coming to Taxpayer Center November 29th through December 2nd. Visit DisneyOnIce.com for tickets and show details.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance is more than just price. Protect your assets and income from devastation. Clear skies expected for tonight, in the low of 26. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 39. Then for tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy and a low of 26. And for your Thanksgiving, mostly sunny conditions and a high of 42. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 32 degrees here on WGIO.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL. We are at halftime. The streets trail to Rock Island Rocks 26-22. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise for the Streaks, they were led by Andrea Sampson, 8 points, a couple of threes and a two, 7 for Chloe McCarthy on a three and a couple of twos, 4 points for Riley Jenkins on a three and a free throw, 2 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket, 1 for Lauren Livingston on 1 for 2 from the line. The Streaks with 4 three-pointers, but struggling from the line, just 2 for 6. Rock Island, a couple of players in double figures, Bree Beal with 10, all in the first quarter. She had a couple of threes early, a couple of twos, then Hannah Simmel with 10 points. 2 points for Ella Ingholm, 4 points for Amari McDuffie. The Rocks with those 2 three-pointers. And they're not a whole lot better from the line, 4 for 8 from the free throw line.
Yeah, you look at the turnovers, 9 turnovers for the Rocks, 7 for the Streaks. So those are good numbers for the Streaks. Streaks are being out rebound 19-13. 9-7 on offensive boards, but I would guess that the second chance points for the Streaks is probably only a couple at best, whereas for the Rocks, they probably had 6 or 8 on the second chance points. Rocks, 10 of 26 from the field, 2 of 11 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 8 of 25 from the field, 4 of 6 from downtown.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Rocky with the basketball. Start the second half in the corner. This is Simmer on the left side. Goes to the wing. Top of the key to Williams. Right wing, it's McDuffie. Streaks packed in that 2-3 zone. Starting five back in there, including Deja Range with 3 fouls. Simmer at the free throw line. Turns, travel, no call. Puts up the runner. Missed it. Beal with a rebound. Puts it up. Rolled out. No good. And the rebound. Ooh, thought it went off Deja last. Bree Beal thought that too, but it's going to go back to the Streaks. This is Riley Jenkins across midcourt, right side on the dribble.
Riley's got to work on that right hand.
Yeah, dribbling with the left hand going right, and Williams took it away from him and missed the layup. Chloe McCarthy there to clean up the rebound. Now Riley Jenkins with it across midcourt, right side. Gives to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey penetrates to the left elbow to Andrea Sampson out high on the right side. Swing it to Kelsey on the left wing. She'll fire the three. Too strong. And a rebound comes out long to Camlin for Rock Island. Under 7 minutes to play. Beal fires a long three left side. That's no good. Weak side rebound. Kelsey Legg. Kelsey down court to, well, I thought she was going to go to Andrea. Andrea turned the other way. Now it goes over the top of McCarthy. Knocked away. Too much traffic. And Williams comes away with a steal for Rock Island.
She needed to put a little bit more heat on that one if she was going to get it through. And then it's iffy whether Chloe would have been able to come down with it.
Bree Williams, top of the key. This is Carly Camlin out high left side. In the paint, it goes to Simmer. Back to Williams. Three-pointer from straight on. In and out, no good. And Beal there with a rebound. No,
somebody's
got to
get, got to get a body on her, because she's just going to sit under there and pick those off if we're going to let her.
Yeah, and that's your only chance to get her in foul trouble. You block her out and hope that she gets called for going over your back if she does. Now Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout, and I imagine that's one of the things he's going to mention is having a body on not only Beal, but whoever's in there, because they've got, how many offensive rebounds did they have in the first half?
They had nine.
Wow. 6:13 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 28-22. The Rock Island Rocks, a pretty new-looking team. Bree Beal, the only one with any major experience. Of course, she's in her fourth year as a starter for the Rocks, and a new coach in Henry Hall, longtime assistant. He also spent time at Rock Island, at Alleman, and at UT. He's a Kewaunee High School grad. I'm trying to think, 86, 87 maybe, and he was actually a first-team all-stater back in the two-class system when Kewaunee was 1A back at that time. So, Henry was a player back in the day. I remember seeing him play in a sectional.
Interesting score from the conference. After three quarters of play, Alleman up on UT 28-27.
Wow. We thought UT might be pretty. They had a couple good young players coming back, but they lost a lot of their bigs, though. LaFontaine and who was the other one?
O'Reilly O'Brien.
Yeah, O'Brien, yeah. Kelsey Legg on the dribble, gets picked from Deja, goes all the way down the right side. Nice
great
bounce. Chloe couldn't hold on to it, and one of the rocks is down at Simmer.
Holding her ankle.
Yeah, grabbed up high on it, but she stood right up. And I don't know if the official saw who the ball went off of.
They called it off of Simmer. It went off Simmer's foot
while
she was laying out of bounds, and that's what the call was as well.
That was a nice pass from Kelsey to Chloe, but she threw it so hard it had a lot of spin on it, so it was kind of hard to handle, and Chloe couldn't get the grip on it. So the Streaks get it back. Kelsey to inbound from the right baseline. Out high, and it's nearly stolen away, but Riley Jenkins able to come away with it. Being guarded by Simmer.
She's got to watch out for that off arm. She keeps pushing
side.
Off.
Yep, she just lost that one. Yeah, bumped a little bit, lost the ball out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over again with 5:44 to play in the third, trailing 28-22. This is McDuffie for the Rocks. Right baseline to Simmer, outside the three-point arc. Back out high to McDuffie. Williams, now it's Camlin, out high left side. Goes left baseline to Simmer, outside the three-point arc. Bounces for Beal. Got inside, nice double team. Traveled, but no
call.
Yeah,
I was going to say, she hopped a couple times.
Yeah, and then she tried to bounce to Camlin and threw it away. So a rare mistake by Beal, threw it away right to her head coach, Henry Hall. And the Streaks will get it back and bring it the other way. Rocks pick up at half court this time. 5:19 to play, and now Riley again getting some pressure and nearly lost, able to keep control. Now Chloe has it out high right side. Dribbles left to Riley Jenkins between the circles. 5:08 to play in the quarter. 28-22 Rocks. Chloe McCarthy out high right side. To Kelsey Legg out high left side. Now Andrea Sampson out high right side. Thought about the three. Penetrates. Kicks it back out to Kelsey. Thought about the three. Now she penetrates. Split the defenders up off the glass. Oh. And no good. Lost her balance. Rebound comes down to Beal. Nice move by Kelsey. Couldn't get it to fall. Now Beal splits the defenders the other way. And she lays it up and in. She's got 14. Make it 30-22.
She's got all four points in this quarter, too.
And kind of the way the Rocks started the game, she had their first six on a couple of threes. Actually, she had, 10 of their first, 12 or 14,
yeah.
Something like that. Now Beal comes up with a steal. Rocks with numbers. Passes to Williams. Williams puts it up. Got it. Don't want to let it get away at this point. 4:22 to play now. It's a 10-point lead for the Rocks, and Coach Massey calls a timeout as he wants to get some subs in. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:19 to play third quarter. Rock Island 32, Galesburg 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL or WGIL.com.
GHS Girls,
can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4:19 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks now trail by 10, 32-22. It was 26-22 at the end of the first half, and the Streaks troubling with the having trouble with the pressure out front. Kaylee Miller in. She replaced Kelsey Legg. She's in there with Deja Range, Riley Jenkins, Andrea Sampson, and Chloe McCarthy.
6-0 is in the quarter of Rockies. Just so far, it's been all pretty much all Beal. They did just get two from Bree Williams, so the Brees have combined for all 6 points in the quarter.
Andrea Sampson in the paint. Temper up that short. Beal comes down with a rebound for the Rocks. Beal on the run. Out high right side. Hesitation dribble goes to the baseline. Splits to the defenders. Throws it up with a left hand. Missed it. And a rebound that a couple of streaks had their hands on. Finally, Riley Jenkins comes away with it and gives to Chloe McCarthy. Now back to Riley. She'll bring it across for the streaks. Now Andrea Sampson out high right side. Gives to Chloe McCarthy. Deja out high right side. Deja drives right, lost the handle, got it back.
Oh,
pass stolen away by
Beal.
Beal right side. She's going to stop, lay it up, try to draw the contact. Andrea Sampson wasn't biting, but Bree Beal puts it up and in. Six in the quarter, 16 for the game, 34-22. Rocks, and another timeout called by Coach Massey, and it's going to be another full timeout. We'll take one as well. Rock Allen 34, Galesburg 22, 3:27 to play third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
8-0 run by the Rock Island Rocks to start the third quarter. Streaks trail 34-22, 3:27 to play in the third. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us for Silver Streak Girls Basketball tonight here on WGIL. The boys open their season tomorrow night against the Sacred Heart Griffin Cyclones from Springfield. 6:40 pregame tomorrow night with Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman. 7 o'clock tip here on WGIL. Kelsey Legge inbound from midcourt. In the backcourt it comes to Riley Jenkins. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Out high left side, Lauren Livingston in. Now Kelsey Legge left wing. Gets a pick from Lauren. Bounces for Chloe McCarthy out high right side. Right wing to Riley Jenkins. Riley pulls it out. Resets to Lauren Livingston. Top of the key out high left side to Andrea Sampson. Andrea dribbles, penetrates down the right side.
No.
Tried to dump it down to Chloe McCarthy, but Beal was there to take it away.
Yeah, and Beal just baited her into it.
Yeah, Beal made a really nice pass to Hannah Simmer running the floor, and she laid it up and in. She's got 12. It's 36-22, and Coach Massey is calling
Use
another
his
one.
Last timeout of the game.
Final timeout, and it is a full timeout. We'll take one as well with 2:52 to play in the third quarter. It's Rock Island 36, Galesburg 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
YEM Certified Service can help make sure you're safe behind the wheel this winter. This is Sarah YEM. Through the end of the month, get up to $200 off 4 tires, plus YEM's 30-day price match guarantee. If you find a better price within 30 days, we'll refund the difference. And as always, free service, pickup, and delivery if you live or work in the Galesburg area. When it comes to feeling safe behind the wheel this winter, trust the service experts at YEM. North Henderson, Galesburg.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
52 to play, third quarter, Streets trail 36-22.
They've been outscored 10-0 in this quarter, and Coach Massey's used every one of his timeouts now.
Well, so, what, at least three of those scores on Streaks turnovers?
At least. Five turnovers in the quarter for the Streaks. They're up to 12 for the game.
Inbound counts, and now
13,
another
nope.
near turnover as McDuffie knocked away. Riley Jenkins able to run it down in the backcourt. Well, now Andrea Sampson has it.
Kelsey just threw a 50-50 ball right in between Riley and McDuffie. You can't do that. You got to see where the defender is. And you know they're aggressive, and right now they're smelling blood. So they're,
yeah.
I mean, McDuffie gets called for the foul there because they're just trying to play for the easy picks and the runouts. So Streaks have to take advantage of that. They have to ball fake, go back door. Use their aggression against them.
That is the first foul called in the second half either way. Inbound, and Streaks might get a five call, and they do. There's another turnover.
Six
Everybody
turnovers.
Was faking, but nobody was moving toward the ball that time.
Well, and you can't just kind of bop back and forth. You've got to do hard V cuts. You've got to move outside of the general area. It's easy to guard a player when they go within a three-foot diameter the whole time.
Out high right side, it's McDuffie. Try to bounce to Beal, post it up, and not a good pass. Beal couldn't hold on, and the Streaks get it back on the Rear Rock Island turnover, at least here in the second half of Rear Rock Island.
It's their second in the third quarter here.
2:20 to play, third quarter, 36-22 Rocks. Lauren Livingston gives to Andrea Sampson out high left side. Andrea bounces for Kelsey Legg. Now right wing, it's Riley Jenkins. Riley brings it back out, penetrates to the free throw line. Now a bump's going to be called on. Let's see, Gracie Sims is who's in. That'll be her first foul, second team foul on the Rocks here in the second half.
Realistically, that's something that could get Rocky in a lot of trouble if the Streaks can start accumulating these and get to the free throw line. But they have to hit free throws, 2 of 6 in the first half.
Inbound to Deja, left wing, gives to Riley, top of the key.
Now we're going to get a foul on Beal. No, not on Beal.
No, it's going to go against Sims again. That's her second quick foul.
No. Oh, yeah. Sims. Okay.
2:04 to play here in the third. 36-22 Streaks have not scored here in the third quarter. They outscored the Rocks 13-10 in the second quarter. Inbound comes to Lauren Livingston. 10-footer left baseline. Up and good. Nice job by Lauren. She just grabbed it and went straight up with it.
Well, both times the Streaks have gone through scoring droughts, she's been the one that's hit the shot to break it. One was a free throw. This time it's a short jumper. Gets the Streaks within 12.
Left corner, this is Simmer with it. Fires a three. That's no good. Weak side rebound comes down to Jemiah Winter. Now it's McDuffie puts up a three. Winter missed it. Winter with a rebound again. Left side, Simmer fakes and traveled. And they're going to call that one. And the Streaks get it back with 1:30 to play in the quarter.
Two more offensive rebounds for the Rocks. They're up to 12 in the game.
36-24, Rocks with the lead. Riley Jenkins on the dribble right side. Kicks out to Andrea Sampson for three right wing. Good! That's her third of the ball game. She's got 11 and make it 36-27. So the Streaks, if they can get some offense mustard, they can get themselves back in this ball game.
Well, they're daring Riley Jenkins right now to dribble right-handed, so she's got to take advantage of it.
Three-pointer by Winter is up for good. So Jemiah Winter comes off the bench. The 5'10 sophomore hits a three, so she answers, make it 39-27. Rocks with under a minute to play in the quarter. Riley Jenkins, nice pick and roll to Deja, but it's blocked by Beal. The diving after it was Andrea Sampson.
Oh, Deja's great.
Daisy got called for the travel. She tried to reel the ball in on the floor.
Yeah, she rolled with it. You can't roll with it.
Well, I like to see that hustle from the Streaks,
right?
Because it looked like for a short time there in that third quarter when things weren't going right that that the hustle was going away. But that's not the case, at least now. So maybe Coach Bass using all his timeouts maybe got through to him. Back in Lexi Tucker for the Streaks. Also Chelsea Stevenson in there with Riley Jenkins, Kelsey Legg, and Chloe McCarthy. And 45 seconds to play in the quarter. Beal with it out on the left side. Gives to Camlin. Back to Beal. She'll fire the three. No good from the left corner. And a rebound tapped up. And Lexi Tucker fighting for it. Finally, it's McDuffie coming away with it for the Rocks. To Camlin in the corner. Now goes to the wing. Top of the key to Williams. Williams, Beal. Fires a three from the left wing. Can't hit. A tie-up on the rebound between Chloe McCarthy and Amari McDuffie. And the possession error points toward the Streaks with 18.3 to play.
Streaks have a chance to cut this below double digits going into the fourth. That would be a huge, you would think, for the confidence of the team. And here comes Riley again being dared to go right.
Out high, it's Chloe left side with 9 seconds. Top of the key, Lexi with 7. To Riley, left wing with 5. Fires a 3. Bounces off, no good. Beal with another rebound for the Rocks. 1 second to play, and she doesn't get the shot off in time.
No, they call. They
were going to say it was,
they were going to say it was good. She was not even close.
Yeah, I saw the red light, and she took another step, then shot it. Wow. Well, anyway, unfortunately, she missed it. We have played three quarters of basketball, and Rock Island with a good third quarter. Not so much for the Streaks. 39-27 Rocks. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Disney on Ice presents Frozen.
Elsa, do you want to build a snowman?
Join Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. Be a part of all the adventure.
all the moments and see Mickey, Minnie, Buzz, the Disney princesses, and more live on ice when Disney on Ice presents Frozen, the show worth melting for. Tickets on sale now. Coming to TaxSlayer Center November 29th through December 2nd. Visit DisneyOnIce.com for tickets and show details.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
It's the Western Big Six Conference opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks tonight as they play host to the Rock Island Rocks. I'm Tom Erda. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 6:10 on WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Rock Island Rocks 39-27. Tom Erda, Eric Gibson at John Field Gym. Western Big Six Conference opener here tonight. Beal with it in the left corner. Gets to McDuffie. Nice shovel pass to Engholm. She was not ready for it at all, and the Rocks turn it over, so the Streaks with a chance to cut the lead to single digits. It'll be Riley Jenkins to bring it across. Out high left side, Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the dribble, right side, gives to Riley, and it's stolen away by Williams.
You can't make those sloppy moves. That was just, they tried to do a stretch handoff there.
Williams kind of, I'm not sure what that shot was, just kind of shoveled it up there, and the rebound went off the hands of Beal. Streaks will bring it back the other way. Yeah, got to take advantage when you can cut into the lead and get it down to single digits. And Williams will meet Riley Jenkins coming across midcourt, and now
what is that
call? A hand check, really?
Did he really call that as a hand check?
I'm not sure. He had both hands out. I'm not sure what that means, even. He's holding both hands under. I mean, that's...
I don't know. I didn't see a foul there at all. It's called on Bree Williams, her third, team fourth.
The only thing I don't understand is all the pushing and shoving in the first half, and a three-pointer, Kelsey Legg, left baseline up and no good. Deja skies for the rebound off her hands. Chloe McCarthy comes down with it, puts it up and in.
Shot by Chloe there, being in the right place and taking advantage, and now it's a 10-point Rocky lead.
Chloe with 9 in the ball game, with 6:45 to play. Down on the right block, Engholm against Deja. Missed the shot, but Beal there with the rebound. They didn't block her out. She put it up and in. She's got 18 in the ball game. Make it 41-29.
And 11 rebounds.
Riley, right wing with it. Baseline, nice bounce for Deja. Spins in the paint up against Beal. They're going to call her for getting. I think she did get her. She had her hand on the ball initially, but I think Deja was strong enough that she forced the ball up through and maybe that her hand ended up on her arm. I'm not sure. I don't know.
It doesn't really matter. That's only her first foul.
So Deja Range has yet to score tonight. She'll go to the free throw line with 2 shots. 5 team fouls on Rocky and none on Galesburg here in the second half.
I think Bree's telling the official right now that she didn't think it was a foul. And the Streaks' free throw woes continue. They hadn't shot one here in the second half. Now Deja misses the first one. 2 for 7 now in the game. This game would look a lot different with 5 more points.
Deja hits the second. And make it 41-30 with 6.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. McDuffie brings it across against the Streaks' 2-3 zone. Simmer back to McDuffie out high right side. Top of the key, it's Williams out high left side. It's Camlin. Camlin to Simmer down to the left corner. Now it's McDuffie, wide open 3 from the left side. Good.
Wow. This is kind of like the Washington game where for the first quarter we were able to bottle them up and then they just went on a run and just started hitting everything in the second half.
Kelsey Legg, left wing to Chloe McCarthy. Top of the key, kicks out to Andrea Sampson. Andrea to Riley Jenkins out between the circles, down near the center circle. To Chloe out high left side. Now Deja top of the key. Left wing to Riley. Bounces for Chloe down to the left block. Turns, faces up, goes up, and Beal blocks the shot. Got saved inbounds by Deja, but Bree Williams comes away with it for Rock Island. She traveled, no call, puts up a runner, no good. Beal goes over the back to get that rebound. Oh, come on, really? You're going to call that foul? I think it's going to go against Andrea Sampson. Beal went over the back to get the rebound. Andrea gets called for the foul. So Bree Beal goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. First time in the second half for the Rocks. That's the first team foul on the Streaks.
And that was not shooting fouls.
Oh, it's not a shooting foul. Okay, I thought. Okay. So, erase that. McDuffie the inbound from the left baseline to Beal, top of the key. Right baseline, it goes to McDuffie, fires a three, missed that one. Chloe McCarthy with a weak side rebound for the Streaks. 5:19 to play.
Definitely put some arc under her shots.
44-30 is a Rock Island lead. Right wing, Deja Range, bounces to Chloe McCarthy. It was stolen away by Camlin. Camlin switches from the left side to the right side, laid it up, missed it, and that's an over-the-back foul against Simmer coming in. Deja went up, had her hands on the rebound. Simmer went over her back and knocked it away. That's her first foul. And the 16 foul on the Rock. So Streaks will be shooting free throws from here on out, but the way they've shot so far tonight, that might not make a difference.
Right. Again, a lazy pass down at the other end gets picked and taken the other way.
Andrea Sampson out high right side. Bounces.
There's another one.
Another one. And Camlin steals it. Runs down the right side. Stops. Puts it up off the glass and in. Carly Camlin with her first basket. 46-30.
10th turnover of the second half for the Streaks. 17th of the game.
And Riley Jenkins.
Again, Riley's got to be careful as she pushed off again.
Runner is up. No good by Riley. Had her own rebound for a second, but McDuffie took it away. Amari McDuffie goes down on the right block to Camlin. Spins, puts up the 10-footer. Good. Nice move by Carly Camlin. She got excited after that last basket. Made a nice move there.
I'm telling you, all of a sudden they're hitting everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that first half. 0 for her first four was Camlin. Now she's hit her last two.
Nice bounce from Andrea Sampson to Deja Range. Got knocked away, though, by McDuffie. So it'll go back to the Streaks as Lauren Livingston checks in, and she will replace Chloe McCarthy with 4:11 to play. 48-30 is the Rock Island lead.
Kind of like the Illinois games.
Yeah.
Streaks have been outscored 22-8 in this quarter.
Chelsea Stevenson gives Andrea Sampson a break. And it'll be Ingholm checking back in for the Rocks. Nope, they're not going to let her in yet. Inbound, and the Streaks turn it over again. Oh, nope, they're going to say Camlin tipped it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll take it. Didn't look like anybody even touched that one. So Kelsey Legg will inbound from in front of the end of the Streaks bench on the sideline. And it comes to Riley Jenkins out high left side. 4:10 to play, and the ball
and
got tapped by Williams, and then Kelsey Legg lost it. Ball got tapped. Kelsey reached out for it, went right off her hands. It just happened so quickly, he didn't really have a chance to grab it. But it was in a bad spot, though, also, where Riley was trying to give it to her. Camlin bounces for Beal on the right block. Kick back out to McDuffie. Thought about the three, but Riley Jenkins closed out on her. Now it's Williams, left wing to Ingholm. Back to Williams, top of the key. Left baseline, it goes to Simmer. She fires a three. Good. They are on fire now. She's got 15. Make it 51-30 Rock Island. Lauren Livingston to Kelsey Legg on the left wing. Gives to Deja, top of the key, and her pass stolen away by Williams. Williams down the left side, laid it up, and good. And you say, why is the Coach Massey calling timeout? He used them all on that third quarter.
Yeah.
In a pretty short amount of time, which he almost had to, honestly, the way things were going at that point. Kelsey Legg out high right side, 3:14 to play, 53-30 Rocks, and Riley tried to bounce for Deja, got knocked away by Simmer. It'll go back to the Streaks. Chloe checks back in, she'll replace Lauren Livingston.
Rocks on a 12-0 run here.
Kelsey Legg inbound from the right baseline. Chloe was wanting the ball over the top, didn't get it. Now a five-second call. That seemed pretty quick.
Not only did that seem quick, but by the time he blew the whistle, it was in Chloe's hands.
Yeah. Well, so the Streaks turn it over with 3:09 to play as Kaylee Miller will check in, and she replaces Riley Jenkins.
Allman defeats UT 42-37.
Wow.
To open conference play for those two teams.
Yeah, Allman, that surprises me a little bit.
That surprises me a lot.
Gabby Loy's back, and she never really did a whole lot against us the last couple of years. One of their better young players, but left baseline, three-pointer up and good, this time by Brooklyn Larson. Doesn't matter who's touching it. It's all going in for him right now. 53-30, Rocks, 2:45 to play. Top of the key, Kelsey Legg. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Drives, nice bounce to Chloe McCarthy, rolling to the basket, puts it up and in. Nice feed from Chelsea Stevenson. Did a nice job bouncing it to her outside shoulder there toward the baseline. Chloe lays it up and in. Now Beal drives, and nobody cut her off, laid it up and in. 20 for the game, 58-32, Rocky, 2:19 to play. Kelsey Legg on the dribble, working against Beal.
Beal falls
legs,
over.
Yeah, got her legs tangled, I think, going by Chloe McCarthy there.
The unfortunate thing is I don't think Kelsey recognized, otherwise she could have taken it to the rim.
Now Chloe penetrates, shot blocked by Simmer, and a jump ball call late.
I don't
late.
Understand how you could call that a jump ball. But
yeah, and especially when you called it, because at that point, Chloe had the ball back. The ball had bounced on the floor, and she grabbed it,
right.
And then he blew the whistle for the jump ball. Possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Kaylee Miller to inbound, and it goes into the backcourt. Kelsey Legg's able to run it down, though. And she'll bring it up, working against Simmer. And Simmer's going to get called for the reach.
Kind of surprised that they're still playing defense this tight with 26-point lead. You don't really want to make this game any longer than it has to be.
And now, because now every foul, the Streaks go to the free throw line.
Right.
So Kelsey Legg will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus here. Beal's going to leave the game. Last time we'll see her on the court here at John Field Gym. 1:57 to play, 58-32. Streaks trail. Well, I guess unless the Streaks make a furious comeback in the last 1:57.
Yeah.
First free throw up for good by Kelsey Legg. She'll get the bonus. Lexi Tucker in. She'll replace Deja Range. Kelsey Legg eyes the second. It is up and missed that one. Rebound comes down to
Winter.
Jemiah Winter for the Rocks. Now it's Larson. Gives way to Morgan Freeman. Left baseline. It goes to Sims. And now a timeout called by Henry Hall. I think he wanted to get some subs in mainly. So set some up. 30-second timeout. Let's see. In for the Streaks. We have got Arlita Brown checking in. Let's see. Also, who else? We got Lily Hudgens checking in, I believe. Let's see who comes back out on the floor. 1:43 to play. 58-33 is the Rock Island lead. So the Streaks will be back in action on Saturday. They'll play two games. Saturday at noon against Pontiac. That game will be at the Fieldhouse. We'll take the air around 11:40. Then they'll play Saturday evening at 5:45. And it'll be a boys-girls doubleheader. We'll take the air at about 5:25 on Saturday evening. Rocks with it. And it is Lily Hudgens in there, along with Kaylee Miller, Lexi Tucker. And nice defense by Kaylee Miller comes away with it. Chelsea Stevenson in as well, and Arlita Brown. This is Lily Hudgens with it, 5'5 sophomore. Lexi Tucker, right wing to Lily Hudgens. Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson. Looks like she got away with the travel there. Now Lily Hudgens with it. Goes left, gets picked from Lexi Tucker, goes to the wing. Now pulls it back out high and gives to Arlita Brown, top of the key. Bounces for Lily Hudgens. She's got it between the circles. Out high right side, Chelsea Stevenson to Arlita Brown. Left wing, it's Lily Hudgens. Tried to get it inside to Arlita Brown, but it was knocked away by Winter, and the Streaks will have it back on the left baseline. 55.6 to play. Streaks trail 58-33.
I've scored 32-11 so far in this half.
Wow. Three-pointer, left baseline. Chelsea Stevenson, that's no good. Down with a rebound for Rock Island was Winter. Now this is Freeman with it. Top of the key to Winter. She'll fire another three, and she's got another. Wow. Jemiah Winter with a couple of three-pointers in the game. Make it 61-33. 30 seconds to play. Right wing. Hudgens has it tapped away. Got it back. Now it's Arlita Brown. Left wing to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee has it.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's getting held by Sims.
Gracie Sims holding on to Lexi Tucker. Couldn't even get away, so Lexi's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of one of bonus. 18 fouls 19.7 seconds to play. Third foul on Sims. 61-33, Rocks lead. Lexi Tucker to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. People wouldn't believe us if we told them this was a close game for more than a half. Yeah, first free throw up and good for Lexi Tucker. Probably also won't believe us when we say Rock Island is not nearly the team they have been the last few years.
No, no, this is not the same Rock team at all. And, you know, it doesn't help for the streaks with a young team having to see them this early in the season. This would have been, I can't wait to see what these two teams look like when they play again in a couple months, because I think it's going to be quite a different game.
Lexi Tucker hits both free throws. 3 seconds to play. Sims left wing. 1 second. They're not even going to get a shot off. Final score. The Rock Island Rocks defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Final score, Rock Island 61, Galesburg 35. We'll come back with our post-game show, run down our post-game stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game, and more. Streaks fall 61-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If you had the money, what would you remodel at your house? What kind of recreational vehicle would you get? What is your ultimate vacation destination? I'm Stephanie Adelson with Tompkins State Bank. It's fun to imagine what you'd do with a little extra money, but it doesn't have to be hypothetical. Set up an appointment with me at Tompkins State Bank in Avon today and get a loan for that remodel, the ATV, or that trip to the Caribbean. You only live once. Come see us soon.
Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. NMLS 405050. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance is more than just price. Protect your assets and income from devastation. Clear skies expected for tonight, a low of 26. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 39. Then for tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy and a low of 26. And for your Thanksgiving, mostly sunny conditions and a high of 42. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 32 degrees here on WGIO.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rocks. Final score, Rock Island 61, Galesburg 35. Streaks were down 16-9 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Rocks 13-10 in the second quarter and trailed 26-22 at the half. But the third quarter, was not real good for the Streaks. Outscored, well, they were only outscored 11-5, but they didn't even score till what? A couple minutes left in the third quarter?
13-5 they got
outscored. I'm sorry, 13-5, yeah.
Yeah.
13-5, but the Streaks didn't even score till about, 2 minutes or so left in that third quarter.
And then Rocky had gone on a 10-0 run to open the quarter.
And then they got outscored,
22-8.
22-8 in that final quarter. And boy, once that's the thing. Once things start going well for you, they go really well. Sometimes once things start going bad for you, they go really bad. And everything was going Rocky's way. I mean, everybody that came in and was putting up a shot up, it was going in. The Streaks just struggled in that second half, handling the ball and a lot of turnovers, and you can't. That's a big thing. Against a team like this, can't turn the ball over because they're going to take advantage of it. And we even saw that in the first half.
Yeah, no, and that's the tough thing is that you start to get in your own head. I think a little bit too. You forget, you know, how bad they're pressing. You want to kind of move that ball around, and you forget that they're going to play you really tight in defense. And we saw quite a few turnovers there in the second half, which. Ultimately just kind of resulted from the Streaks just being sloppy and trying to move the ball around and forgetting, you know, where Beal was or forgetting how tight the passing lanes were.
61-35 the final score, and coming up, we'll see how quickly Coach Massey joins us this time. So we'll go ahead and take another timeout, come back, talk more about this one, talk with Coach Massey, stats and more. Streaks fall 61-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rocks. 61-35 is the final score. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here. On this Tuesday night, and we'll take a little break for Thanksgiving before we have another game coming up on Saturday. Actually, two games coming up on Saturday for the girls, and the boys open their season tomorrow night. Of course, they'll take on Sacred Heart Griffin in their portion of the Thanksgiving tournament. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction on Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. And coach, first half, especially that second quarter, you guys did a really nice job. You handled the pressure, and offensively you kind of got into a groove in that second quarter, got yourself right back into the ball game. But I think some of the things that hurt you early on, the times you did turn the ball over, they took advantage, and you really struggled from the free throw line in that first half also.
Right. I think we first half, we missed some layups. We left some points at the free throw line. But, in general, first half, we were pretty solid in terms of what we did. I thought we, defensively, I thought we competed for 32 minutes with it. I think early, you can talk about what the year's going to do, but I don't think they really fully recognized it, that what happened, we gave her space and we gave her some open threes. But in the whole, they got some rebounds, and some of them were ones where we rotate to cover Beal, and then somebody else gets it inside and they miss it, and it comes right back to them, and then in the second half they got some wrong ones. But I thought defensively, you know, in the second half, when we were able to set up our zone, they didn't do a lot of scoring. But I thought offensively, I thought we were better than we were on Saturday, and I thought we competed for a half, but I thought we came out in the third quarter, and I could be wrong on the numbers, but I want to say it was seven out of the first eight possessions we either turned over or we took a bad shot, and they ended up, I believe, had 12 points on runouts where they didn't have to attack our defense. So we just got to build on. We were better, longer offensively, and you don't think of, you know, offense as, you know, competing on offense, but we got to get better as far as, you know, fighting through stuff there.
Yeah, the offensive rebounds you mentioned, that it was a tough night as far as that went. And yeah, that third quarter, it seemed like each time we turned it over, they were getting the run out and getting the easy baskets on it. And against a good team, I mean, against any team, you don't want to do that, but against a good team, they're going to take advantage of it almost every time.
Correct. And it's, you know, it's just tough because, I want to kind of, this is a game where it's too bad that second half happened that way because, like I said to the group, if we keep playing that way, we can give ourselves maybe a chance at, you know, what happens. And that's, you know, we got to keep building on that. And that's part of high school sports, is hopefully we'll get better and keep getting better.
Well, that's something I think Eric had mentioned. It's unfortunate, with as young as these teams are, that they met so early in the season. It'll be interesting to see how the teams mature and what they're like later in the season when they see each other.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of basketball between
right
now and then. And, hopefully, these experiences will keep getting better.
Couple of days off, eat some turkey, come back, and you'll play two on Saturday. The early one in the field house, you'll have Pontiac, and then you turn around and have we'll have the boys and girls doubleheader, which is always a fun night. They have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and then we always get a really nice crowd for when the boys and girls play back to back.
Yeah, it'll be a good weekend, and like you said, we can rest up a little and be ready to go this weekend.
Coach, thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 61-35. We'll come back and run down our post-game stats, and we'll have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up for you as well. Streaks fall 61-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house, so if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall to the Rock Island Rocks conference opener in the Western Big Six here tonight. 61-35 is the final score. Our postgame stats are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. First off, scoring-wise, Streaks with a couple of players in double figures. Andrea Sampson with 11 points. She hit three three-pointers and a two. Also 11 points for Chloe McCarthy. She had a three, four twos, and she was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Riley Jenkins on a three-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Kelsey Legg on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Lauren Livingston on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Lexi Tucker on 2 for 2 from the line late in the game. Deja with just 1 point, got in foul trouble early. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks 5 threes in the game, just 6 for 12 from the line. The Rocks, led by their senior, headed to South Carolina. The two-time defending Miss Basketball here in the state of Illinois, Bree Beal, with 20 points, a couple of threes early in the game. In fact, to start the game, 6 twos. 15 points for Hannah Simmer on a 3, 5 twos, and 2 for 4 from the line. Amari McDuffie with 7 points. She had a 3 of 2 and was 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Jemiah Winter on a couple of threes in the second half. 3 points for Brooklyn Larson on a three in the second half. 4 points for Carly Camlin on a couple of baskets in the fourth quarter. 4 for Bree Williams on a couple of baskets in the second half. 2 points for Ella Engholm on a basket. The Rocks with 7 3-pointers and 4 for 8 from the free throw line. In fact, they didn't shoot a free throw in the second half.
I can tell you, I never played against anybody that is as good at their sport as Bree is at basketball. But I've never seen an opposing team taking pictures and getting autographs from a high school player before, as the streaks are down there.
Where I'm trying to find them. Where are they?
They're out at midcourt.
Oh, okay.
where the big crowd is.
Yeah.
Team stat-wise, streaks, rough second half. 20 turnovers for the streaks, 13 of those coming in the second half. 14 for Rocky. They only turned it over 5 times in the second half. Streaks were out-rebounded 33-23, including 16-10 on the offensive boards. Again, I don't keep them, but I would guess second-chance points. The streaks easily lost that as well. Rocky shot 25 of 47 from the field, 7 of 22 from downtown. Now the interesting thing about that number, 25 of 57, the interesting thing about that is from inside the arc, they were 10 of 20 in the second half. From outside the arc, they were 5 of 11 in the second half.
Wow.
So their shooting went way up there in the second half. Streaks, on the other hand, they were 12 of 39 from the field, which 39 shots in a game is not very much for any streak team we've seen. They were 5 of 11, though, from downtown, but 1 of 5 in the second half.
Well, especially when you look at, we used to chuck up about 73s a game.
Right.
39 shots overall is not very many.
No. And that's, in some of the years, especially in the system, that might be like a quarter.
Yeah.
So, stat-wise, first I'm going to give you Bree Beal. She was the story, as she usually is for this team. She had those 20 points, but she also had 12 rebounds. 1, 2, 3, 4 of those offensive, and she had 5 blocks. I don't keep assists for the opponent, so I don't have that number. For the streaks, the stats that go along with the points Tom told you about, Deja Range had 3 boards, 3 steals, and an assist. Lauren Livingston had 4 rebounds, all offensive, 1 assist. Chloe McCarthy had 5 boards. Alexia Tucker had 1 rebound. Andrea Sampson had 2 boards. Assist and a steal for Kaylee Miller. An assist for Chelsea Stevenson. 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal for Riley Jenkins. And 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block for Kelsey Legg.
Our postgame stats brought to you by Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Well, our final order of business here is to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. It's a tough one. A couple of players had decent games, but it's hard to tell in a game like this. We could just have that period in the third quarter where just nothing seemed to go right for us and everything was going right for them. Chloe McCarthy, a nice showing, 11 points. She had 5 rebounds to go along with it. But I thought this other young lady, very active defensively, I thought also. And initially, I think she had missed her first shot and then came back and ended up with, 3 3-pointers in the game. And it looks like she's starting to get that touch back, at least from outside the arc. Still struggling a bit inside when she penetrates, but starting to get that touch back from behind the arc. And I thought she, at some point in that third quarter, I thought, man, has the hustle gone away? Saw she was diving after a loose ball and kept a couple of alive. So I thought overall probably the best performance.
Yeah, and the other thing is she was kind of the steadying force. She hit some shots when the game was still in contention. She hit some shots to kind of keep the streaks hanging around. And we're going to go with the senior, Andrea Sampson, 11 points, 2 rebounds. She was 3 for 4 from behind the arc. So a decent game from Andrea scoring-wise, but she also did a nice job of, like I said, hitting some big shots to keep the streaks alive.
So Andrea Sampson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks fall 61-35. The next action on Saturday, well, we'll take the air Saturday morning around 11:40, a noon scheduled tip for the Pontiac Indians, and that'll be a game over at the Fieldhouse. And then the Streaks will play again at 5:45 against Springfield. And the boys in between, tomorrow night they'll open their season as they will take on the Cyclones from Sacred Heart Griffin High School in Springfield. And that'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock schedule tip tomorrow night. Brad Bedowitz and Steve Cheeseman with the action for the boys. They'll play again on Friday, and they'll have two games on Friday and then Saturday night as well following the girls. So, yep, tough night here. The sophomores fall 59-53. The varsity falls in the conference opener 61-35. The Illini, ooh, they stunk it up. 84-68, they fell to Iowa State tonight. They'll play Xavier tomorrow night at 8 o'clock out in Maui. So, well, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Eat lots of turkey. And
yeah. Plus, on the night, Bradley did win, so they're going to the championship for the Cancun Challenge. So I'm happy about that.
Who'd they beat?
They beat SMU.
Oh, okay. And who are they having the championship?
The winner of Penn State and Wright State.
All right. So Bradley's off to a good start. They're what?
Three and one now.
3-1. That's
what
they have.
4-1. Four and one.
Four and one. Okay. All right, so the Braves off to a good start. All right, well, there you go. That's going to wrap things up. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, James Noble. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.